holiest day in the Jewish calendar is Yom Kippur. The Torah tells us that in Yom Kippur there is a special opportunity. The verse which it uses is, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, on this day you will achieve atonement, lefnei Hashem titaru, in front of God you can achieve purity. And I think those words, the last words of the verse, lefnei Hashem titaru, in front of God you can achieve purity, not only tells us what we should be doing, but perhaps also tells us how we should do it. The idea of tshuva, of repentance, of return, of possibly changing our ways, but not just the future, of changing our past, is something which is extremely difficult to understand. How is it possible if I did something yesterday, the day before, and just because I feel bad about it today, it should take away the sting of the act and perhaps even the punishment? And clearly the rabbis tell us that when it comes to interaction with our fellow human being, then God won't forgive us. We need to approach them and we need to apologize to them and, if necessary, to make amends. But when it comes to our relationship with God, we're told in front of God, lefnei Hashem, titaru, become pure. In order to understand this, I think we need to delve into what or who God is. The name of God used in this particular verse is the name which we don't pronounce. The ineffable name, if you will. It's spelled Yud and He and Vav and He. And the name itself would indicate that God is transcendent. Hoya, Hove, V'yiyeh. God exists in the past, the present, and the future, and all from an identical perspective. God is transcendent. God is infinite. God is outside of time. And we understand that God is outside of time, and that is particularly the aspect of God which we relate to in Yom Kippur, the aspect of God which purifies us. Things become a bit simpler to understand. God's reality is that God is the same before the universe was created, at every moment of universe, and after there no longer will be a universe. God is identical. God is outside of time. Man lives within the continuum of time. And we have a past, and we have a present, and hopefully we have a future. But when we turn to God, when we relate to God, something magical happens. We're able to, in a certain sense, bring ourselves out of the present and relate to the infinite. We take ourselves out of the past and we relate to the infinite. And we stand in front of God who's outside of time and we apologize for what we've done yesterday. God who's outside of time can look at that action as if it were gone. God can simply forgive us, and the past no longer is. And yes, there are certainly ramifications of our actions and things that we've done and things we've set in motion which we can't imagine how we can erase. But God, who's outside of time, can't erase them. There may be a deeper point to understand. The Shlach HaKadosh, and later echoed by the Vilna Gaon, the Chatam Sofer, and others, noted that the Jewish calendar has a peculiarity about it. The Jewish calendar is based upon not just the lunar, but also based upon the solar. The Jewish calendar is based upon lunar months, but a solar year. And the truth is, we don't have solar years every year, but every couple of years, we make sure that we're within, let's say, a time frame whereby the holidays will be within their proper seasons. And to do that, we need to make adjustments. Well, the Shlach HaKadosh pointed out was that there's actually a 10 or 11 day difference between the two calendars. The solar calendar is 10 days or 11 days longer, 365 versus 354 or 355 days of a lunar calendar. And he says those 10 days that you make up the time, those are the 10 days of repentance. Which means that on a cosmic level, there is this tension between the solar and the lunar. When does reconciliation take place? During the 10 days of repentance. If we understand this idea, it means that those 10 days of repentance, in a certain sense, transcend time. They're outside of the normal time. And that's why these are days of tshuva. And that's why these are the days that we come back. On a certain level, we can even look at Yom Kippur as the entire year since last year's Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, in a certain sense, the new year ends. Well, let's say the other way around. The new year begins every Rosh Hashanah, but the old year doesn't end until Yom Kippur. These are the 10 days that we have an opportunity of fixing the past. These are the 10 days that are outside of time. Let's utilize these days, especially utilize Yom Kippur, and let's turn to God and let's become purified. Gemar Chatima Tovah.